Tiltal the Gufo, continuing last night's topic. And we're picking up in Shin Yud Beis Siftes. We'll be wrapping up those halachos.
Shin Yud Aleph.
Excuse me, Shin Yud Aleph Tes. It says Shin Yud Beis also on the top of the page. That's what's in this edition, Rav Nevensal's edition, it says Shin Yud Beis on the top of the page. So Shin Yud Beis Tes, and then beginning the halachos of Tiltal in cases of Chole and Kavod Abrios. Tiltal Mokzah. So let's be Ezer Hashem in the Mechaber. Haperos Hatmunim Betevin O Bikash HaMokzim. If you have fruits that are buried inside of hay, that's Mokzah. So Yochol Litcho Bemachat O Kosh V'notam V'akash Nina Me'elav. You're allowed to thrust a pin or something inside to be able to remove those items. Now, in truth, this is simply a continuation of Siv Ches. What we learned in Siv Ches was that Tiltal Me'atzad is Mutter L'Tzarech Davar HaMutter. That's the way to remember it. What that means is that you're allowed to take out, in Siv Ches, what that meant was you're allowed to take out a radish, and even though you're tangentially moving the afar, since it's Letzarech Davar HaMutter, because the radish is Mutter, so too, here we add a little bit chiddush more, that not only are you allowed to pull out the radish, but you're allowed to use a pin to help you pull it out as well. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Zayin. Yochel Litchov Davar Tiltal Me'atzad Letzarech Davar HaMutter V'Shari Kidel Il. V'Kol Zeh K'Shoyi Tom B'Teven HaMukza Shemunach B'Mkoma V'Omer La'Asaka. And the whole Shaila is only if the Teven is Mukta. If the Tevin is not Mukta, so then you have no Shaila at all. The post can point out that today it could very well be that hay is not Mukta like it used to be. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Lamed Vav, that from the Taz, that nowadays Tevin is Meichel Behema. If it's Meichel Behema, then it's not going to be Mukta. In those days, it was Mukta. The Mishnah Berurah concludes our Simen with making the following point. And this brings home, this really crunches the difference between Tiltal Me'atzad Letzarech Davar HaMutter and Tiltal Me'atzad Letzarech Davar HaAsur. The Mishnah Berurah says in the last three lines in Sifkat Lam Ches, Demashinogin Eze Nashim, Limkar B'Shabbos, Ulekabal Amos B'Kli Oidei Bega. There's some people who are finding a way to continuing to do business. That what? That they don't take the money in their hands. They have, Jews who are really not familiar with the halacha, so they have a hocus pocus. What's the word you would use in English? They have sort of a superstitious view of Yadus. So instead of understanding the halacha, so they think you're not allowed to touch money on Shabbos. But they'll find a way, they'll do it, but just they won't touch the money on Shabbos, as if on Shabbos the money's going to contaminate them or something. But of course, the whole Isser of being Osek in money is Mimtzel Chvatzecha V'daber Dover, as well as Tiltal Mukza. So the Mishnah Berurah says there are these people that they involve themselves in commerce, but they don't touch the money themselves. But rather, they have the money put in the Beged, Ogorer Misakin, or they drag the money along with a knife. Movada rog dola shel mekach memkar b'shabbos. Aside from being a problem, mekach memkar kama samuya seinayim yesh b'zeh. It's pure amaratzis. Davki shenem and zel tiltal me'atzad. So they saw their grandfather doing tiltal me'atzad, but their grandfather is doing tiltal me'atzad. The tzarach davar amutter. Hello hu b'shvil davar aser shu amos. The reason they're doing it is because appetite for money can't be satiated. That's the word I was looking for. The appetite for money can't be satiated even on a Shabbos, and they're trying to find a way out. But it's tiltal me'atzad letzarech davar ha'aser ve'ein shum safek shu'as gramas. That's a very good way for us to remember the heter of tiltal me'atzad. If this phone is mukta on Shabbos, then I can't do tiltal me'atzad for the phone itself. It's only going to be mutter tiltal me'atzad tzarech davar ha'mutter. So if the case I want to move the mukta along because I want to use that place, so then we learned yesterday, machlokes mishnah berurah chazanish, whether I'm allowed to use a stick to move it along. That's only if I want that place. If I want to protect the mukta, then in such a case it's still going to be usur. Simin shin yud beis. Mishum kvod abrios etil tiru letaltal avonim lekaneach. Our simon is about someone going to the restroom on Shabbos, And the reason we discuss this over here is because once upon a time, the way in which people cleaned themselves, they didn't have toilet paper, they used stones. Of course, this is the beauty of Yadus that applies to every single part of human life. So therefore, you have to ask a question. Once upon a time, every time a person relieved themselves, then you had a shaila. How could you use the stones? Aren't stones muksa machmas gufo? The Mishnah Berurah points out, not only stones, any type of thing that is not fashioned as a kli is going to be a problem of muksa. So what's the solution? So says the Mechaber as follows. Mishum kvod abriyas etu etalt avonim lekaneach. Due to kvod abriyas, we allowed you to be etalt avonim. Vafil losan lagagi mo. And even to schlep them up, let's say they would relieve themselves on the roof, davi tircha yisera mutter. Even if it's tircha yisera, it's mutter. In other words, tircha also was nitche for kvod abriyas. The pshat, of course, is that many yisurei derabbanan, Chazal didn't make the gzera in certain instances when there was a particular tzarech. So here, ain't tzarech yosir mizu, and therefore, the halacha is kvod abriyas is mutter. Mi sheyesh lo makom miyuchad lebeis hakiseh, and if he has a particular area that was designated to relieve himself, yachal lahachnas imo avon lekanech melo ayad. He doesn't only have to take in the exact amount of rocks he needs, he could take in as much as he wants. V'meilo makom kvod machnas imo kishir buchna ketana. So if it's a makom miyuchad lebeis hakiseh, then we allow him to carry more. What's the difference between the two? So the next part of the Mechaber will explain. If it's obvious that it's a particular type of rock that he's doing it, so then there isn't the problem of people thinking that he's going to be, that he's being metaltel muktzah. So if it's a Beis HaKnes that's kavua, presumably the pshat is, then it's going to be obvious what he's doing. If it's not kavua, so then he could only take a smaller shear, and the shear is, the shear Rosh Buchna Ketana, is the size of what's called a pistol, of what was used to smash Besamim. But generally, of course, already in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, they generally had an area that's Mokom Yuchel Beis HaKiseh, and in such a case, it's Mutter, and it was Nikar Be'evin Shekinchu Ba Mutter HaKnis, Afilu Gadol Harbe, Afilu Eim Harbe, Melo Ayod, Mutter Litol Kulan, Tekimut Shekinchu Bahach, Huchnu Lekach, that we consider that as being entirely prepared. What does that mean, it's entirely prepared? Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hay involved. V'meinu nikar. Mashmo shen zed, v'meinu nikar, af sheyidua shekinech bo asal kach menum lo ayad. V'yesh mekilim zed, dekim sheyidua shekinech bo havi ken nikar. So there is a machlokis of poskim who are more makel than the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and say any time it's obvious that the person's going to relieve himself, then there's no problem. And some say, no, it has to be obvious in the nature of the Beis HaKiseh itself. If one would have asked me in those generation, I would say yesh al mi lismoch for the mekilim. Sifkat and vav shekin chubo, that we learned that the Mishnah Berurah had said that it's nikar b'em shekin chubo. Hayim erev Shabbos. If it was nikar from erev Shabbos, umayri kishelo yichtam erev Shabbos uferish lekach. We're not talking about where he designated. If he already designated, then it's mamish, not mukta at all. It's no longer mukta machlas gufa. Afil lo kenich b'em me'olam muta achnisam kamashi yirtzeh. Even if he wasn't miyached, nevertheless, there's not going to be a problem to be metaltel these rocks. The gzera was never made on these rocks. Now here, the Mishnah Berurah makes this discussion relevant today. The Mishnah Berurah, if you would only read the Mishnah Berurah over here, you would actually say, we in our generation, if we forget to prepare before Shabbos, are in trouble. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'aser lekroa haniyar b'Shabbos." It's prohibited to tear toilet paper on Shabbos. So what happens if a person was an ones, he wasn't able to get tissue paper, and all he has is toilet paper? So then, if the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to tear. Now, it's true, you're not allowed to tear. However, if you look up in Simen Shin Mem, Sifu Gimel, as the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah points out in number 4, that the Ber Halacha, particularly there in Dibra Maskel Ein, elaborates on the fact that the Isser Daraisa of Korea is only if your intention is to tear two pieces apart, to be able to be masaking, to be able to use both of those pieces. That's the Isser Daraisa of Korea. However, in a case of where that a person tears off a piece, and the Chelek HaNishar is Eino Roy L'Shimush Mepnei Godlo, then in such a case it's only an Isser Darabanan it's not an Isur Daraisa. Because the role of Korea, like you have in the Mishnah, Korea Manas Litvar and Dafayin Gimel and Shabbos, over there is you're tearing apart both sides to be able to use both sides. However, it's only Nisr Rabbanan if your intention is to use one side. Therefore, Ibn Evan Sal Shlita told me that Bizman Azeh, if a person is in a situation where they only have toilet paper to tear and they don't have tissue paper, obviously if there's expensive tissue paper, then one should use the expensive tissue paper over relying on the Isur Rabbanan. But if he doesn't have anything, so then in such a case, tearing with a shinu would be acceptable, because we saw an Isur Rabbanan is mutter for kvod abrios. This I saw quoted as well, the Shita quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in the name of Rav Nissim Karelitz and the Chut Shani in Perek Yud Ches, who also said the same position, as well as Rav Yashiv in Archa Shabbos, Chelek Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, that Rav Yashiv also was of that position. So therefore, when it comes to tearing is an Issa D'Rabbanan, and one should not rely on even tearing with a shinui, but a shinui on the fact that tearing with only intention to use one side is only Issa D'Rabbanan, in such a case, b'makom kvod abrios, we were matir. The Ramah concludes today's learning, yesh omrim d'dafka, some say that only by a chatzar is it permissible to move the stones. So now we go, the Ramah catapults to another topic. No longer is the topic tiltul muktzah, but rather now the topic is tiltul birishus lirishus. So in a chatzar, you're allowed to be metaltal, but the some who say that if you're already being metaltal and karmelis, that's also going to be usher. What's the nekuda? Why is it only yesh omrim that hold its mutter, and why is there a yesh omrim hold its usher and a karmelis? So it revolves around the above question. Above, we learned that there's a heter of tiltal muksa when it comes to a Isur D'Rabbanan. So maybe also when it comes to a Carmelis, which is only an Isur D'Rabbanan, which is not an Isur D'Araisa, then in such a case one could also be metaltal these Avanim, because it's Litzarech Kvod Abrios. This becomes a collector's item, which we don't have too much time for now, that a Posek should be aware of, that there's a Deah in the Ramah that says, but Carmelis you're allowed to be metaltal due to Kvod Habrios. V'yesham, nafil mekarmelis v'shoseyachid, nami shari. In such a case, it will be permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkat and Ches going up to the second column, V'chein Ikar, and that is the Ikar Shita. Dohanami and Iraqi said the Rabbanim back into the Ramah, Mishum Kvod Abrius Hitiru. So Kvod Abrius will also not only Matir Tiltul Muksa, will also Tartar Matir Tiltul in a Karmelis. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and this in a year from now we'll be working on, and that is the halachas of Rishuyos, and that is a street today, a street in New York City. So is that an Isur D'Araisa or is that an Isur D'Rabbanan? Is that Rishus Haram D'Araisa or not? So that's a big discussion, whether that's an Isur D'Araisa or D'Rabbanan. Bottom line is that we have to learn it. But in regards to the Mishnah Berurah's Psak, the Mishnah Berurah says in the end of Sifkat and Ches that when we said that Bekarmelis will be Matir, that's not a Rishus Haram Didan. What is considered a public thoroughfare, whether it be Nachal Sorek in Ramat Beit Shemesh, or it's Bennett Avenue in Washington Heights, or it's East 27th Street in Brooklyn, either way, all of those things are already considered Rishus HaRabim. Leave aside whether it's Mamish Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa or not, but it's considered Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, in terms of these halachos, Mishnah Berurah concludes, Rishus HaRabim Didan, Af Shlahar Poskim Dina Karmelis Mekol Makom Ein Lahakel. In such a case, you shouldn't be Makel. So I asked Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, what about if you know for sure that all the Poskim agree that it is a Karmelis? Would you be able to be Makel? And he said, absolutely. Based on what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, then one could be Makel in a Karmelis. So it could be Metaltel, Lutzorech, Kvod Abrios, in a Karmelis.
What's considered a Shinoi by ripping?
A Shinoi by ripping would be...